Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
And Kathy Amos, Superintendent of Yancey County Schools.
It's an exciting time for the kids and for the parents and the staff, isn't it, in Yancey County and all schools?
Oh, yes. When you add in snow and sugar and Santa, that's quite an exciting combination for any child.
You know, that's an interesting way. Well, yeah, snow. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You will be wrapping up the school year before the week's over.
Yes.
Not the school year, this half of the year, and ready for a nice break. They'll be off, maybe most of next week, couple of two or three weeks?
Right. We start next Monday, and then the students won't come back until Monday, January the 6th.
Okay.
So they have around 2 weeks or so.
Yeah. And then it's back to work and getting into the last half of your first year as superintendent.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
It has been quick.
Yeah.
It's been really a busy semester, a great semester. I've really enjoyed working with the faculty and staff, principals, everyone. Central office group's fantastic. I just said to somebody last week, some of our board members, I said, wow, seems like you'll just swarm me in last week, July 1st. So it's been a fast semester.
What was the happiest moment?
I think it was watching the students at Blue Ridge Elementary.
Yeah.
You know, their excitement
in
the new school and getting to see the school. And I remember asking one of the fifth grade girls, I said, so what's the best part about it? You know, what do you like about it? And she said, oh, I just love it all.
Yeah.
You know, and so...
So now there's lots going on in school systems.
Yes.
I keep hearing people talk about CTE. What are they talking about?
And that's a great question. I've had some parents and grandparents ask if we still teach some of the career and technical courses at the high school. And so we do. We offer automotive and carpentry and masonry. We're building houses and repairing cars and businesses. We do offer business classes, computer classes. We also have ag classes that we partner with 4-H and NC State and North Carolina A&T. And then also we have our home economics classes. So there are many of those traditional classes that parents and grandparents think of. But then we're also partnering with Mayland across the street at their very nice facility, the Ospoff facility. Our kids can take nursing classes, machining, 3D printing, welding, electrical, and engineering classes. So we offer a wide variety of, obviously, career and technical courses that we want our kids to have an opportunity to take.
And those are important, and they've actually, folks are looking at those more than they used to in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
I know when, you think of your stereotypical carpentry and maybe a little auto mechanics, but with the Ospoff Center and everything up, there's a lot of opportunities, isn't there?
Oh, yes, very much so. And high-tech businesses being here and looking at Yancey County and wanting to partner with us, we definitely want to get our kids ready for those high-tech jobs. And obviously, Altech and then Small Leaf Farms, I believe it's coming. Yeah, so that's also, the hydroponics and the technology that's going to go into that building, into their greenhouses, it's just incredible.
So, yes, Mom and Dad, they still teach home ec. A lot of folks say, do they even teach home ec and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you still do that and a lot of other things.
Oh, yes. Our culinary classes, we've talked about in updating our kitchen that's there for the students, and we've walked through and looked at that. And so we want them to know how to be able to obviously take care of themselves when they graduate. And so all of those classes are still very important.
So there are other things, of course, going on, but now I would think that you have gotten to the time of the year. You're going to start back here in a couple of weeks, and like it or not, you're going to be staring your first graduation from Mountain Heritage right in between the eyes.
I know.
Isn't it about this time of the year when kids start working on the scholarship paperwork and all that stuff?
Yes, very much so. As students begin to really, since probably, all throughout their high school career, hopefully they've thought about what they're going to do after high school. And we know that their options either go into the workforce or 2-year degree, military, 4-year degree. And parents begin to ask that question, what scholarships and what can we do to pay for school?
Right.
And so I really encourage them to visit with the guidance counselors. The guidance counselors will be talking with students. There's a form that they will be filling out, and the guidance counselors will try their very best to help students match based on their interest and which of those scholarships they're eligible for.
Mm-hmm.
And so parents, I really do ask you to call, or if you need to meet with a guidance counselor or check in, or because students, it's really that money's just not going to come to you and nobody's going to read your mind. You are going to have to fill out some paperwork and do some things, being accountable for those funds also.
Right.
And so, but we really do encourage the kids to go and visit with a guidance counselor and find out, because we do have many scholarships that are offered throughout our area.
Right.
And so it can really help kids to pay for tuition and books especially.
Lots of opportunities. So you at least probably should talk to somebody and make sure you know all the options that are available for your child.
Yes, especially. And Malin has, their newest scholarship is where it would pay for students who are interested in the area of engineering. It would pay for all the years that they're there and helping them to transfer to a four-year school. So that is definitely something to look into in their new scholarship that they have.
So there's lots of opportunities, and the students will do a certain amount of that. But again, the parents can just call the school and tell them that they'd like to talk with the guidance counselor.
Oh, sure. And if they have accessibility to email the guidance counselors and also let them know that you're interested or pleased to meet with their child. You know, sometimes that communication between high school students and parents can be a little limited.
Sometimes it can be a little fuzzy.
Sometimes, and so it's still okay for parents to advocate for their kids and get them the help that they need.
Yeah, that's when it's always good when the parents are involved. Okay. We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow on Community Close-Up as we continue with kind of a end-of-the-calendar-year wrap-up of how things are going with the Yancey County Schools with our guest, Yancey County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Amos. Ms. Amos, thank you for being with us today, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.